With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Tony Evers made a stop this week just outside of Rhinelander to visit Hodag Solar Park, the first large-scale solar facility in the Northwoods. The visit was meant to highlight the release of the 2026 Clean Energy Plan Progress Report and local efforts to build a clean energy economy. The governor toured the 7.5-megawatt facility while hearing how it and the WEC Energy Group work toward providing clean and renewable energy to Wisconsinites. WXPR's environmental and water quality reporter Maria Peralto Arellano reports.
Governor Tony Evers received a crash course on how Hodag Solar Park works to power homes in the Rhinelander area. Wisconsin has a goal to create a clean energy economy and reach 100% carbon-free electricity consumption by 2050. Small projects with big impacts make the difference. The use of farmland and public resources for renewable energy have been a topic of discussion in the Northwoods, with gubernatorial candidate Tom Tiffany criticizing solar and wind farms and recently launching the Protecting Wisconsin Farmland Tour. When asked about Tiffany's criticisms and how the state should balance farmland and renewable energy, Evers said it should be up to the landowner.
You know, I know there's obviously some pressure for them to do one thing or the other, but he needs to recognize that farmers can make decisions without asking him.
According to the 2026 Clean Energy Plan Progress Report, WEC reported a 53% reduction in carbon emissions and energy generation since 2005. Its energy portfolio has reduced coal from 7% of the energy generation mix in 2005 to 33% as of 2025. To reach goals like this, Evers says rural communities play a vital role.
You know, whether it's hydro, whether it's, looking forward to what it's going to be around nuclear, northern Wisconsin already plays a huge role.
In 2025, Evers signed Wisconsin Act 12, allowing the University of Wisconsin and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to begin studying the potential of nuclear energy and if it can meet the state's need for carbon-free energy.
Whatever plants are made, it's going to impact northern Wisconsin, either on site or certainly in their pocketbook.
For WXPR News, I'm Maria Peralta Arellano in Oneida County.
Maria Peralta Arellano is a Report for America Corps member covering water quality and the environment for WXPR Public Radio in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking Enbridge to halt work on its Line 5 reroute in response to a natural gas liquids leak that began Tuesday. Wisconsin Public Radio reports the DNR sent a letter to Enbridge officials Thursday. It highlights frustration among state regulators over the lack of details that have been released regarding the gas leak that occurred Tuesday on Enbridge's Line 5 in Iron County. Enbridge has said a parked, unoccupied semi-truck rolled into an open excavation site on a Line 5 valve project Tuesday morning, striking the pipe and releasing natural gas liquids. The company said crews continue to work with local emergency response teams to stabilize the site. No one was injured, and a nearby home was evacuated as a precaution. Line 5 remains shut down as the response continues. In the letter, DNR Secretary Karen Yun said the agency is deeply concerned by the spill and immensely frustrated by other events where the company has failed to comply with state regulations. The first electronic Smokey Bear fire sign in the state is in Minocqua. In a Facebook post, Minocqua Fire and Rescue says a ribbon cutting to celebrate the sign took place Thursday. Smokey signs with fire warnings are a common sight, but they must be updated manually. The new electronic sign can be updated remotely, quickly keeping information up to date. Located on Highway 51 in front of the Minocqua Fire Department, Smokey alerts passersby to current wildfire danger. The Minocqua Fire Department and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources worked collaboratively on a federally funded project to place the sign in Minocqua. For the first time in a few years, the wild rice crop is showing improvements in production. The Wisconsin DNR released an outlook Thursday for the upcoming season. Spring began with heavy rainfall across northern Wisconsin in April, followed by a pattern of drought through the summer. This created relatively stable conditions for wild rice throughout the growing season. That also means people should look out for their canoe bottoming out or hitting hazards in the low water levels. The DNR says while wild rice crop production is generally better this year, experienced harvesters should not expect to see crops that they saw decades ago. There is a long-term trend of declining wild rice production in Wisconsin due to factors such as climate change, poor land and water use, and water quality issues. Peak maturity for most rice beds occurs in September. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has established a minimum reward of $25,000 in cases where people went missing or were killed in Indian Country as part of a broader effort to address high rates of violence affecting Native American communities. The new minimum applies to more than 50 unsolved homicides and missing person cases in tribal communities. Most of the cases are less than 10 years old, although an Associated Press analysis found a dozen have been unsolved for over two decades. A new study shows that rinsing fruit and vegetables before eating them removes some of the pesticides on them. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Studies have found that many or most Americans have pesticide in their urine, and the residue on food is a key source. Dana de Montagnac is a scientist with the nonprofit Environmental Working Group.
There is a connection between what we're eating and what pesticide residues are in our bodies.
She and other scientists conclude in a new study that rinsing or soaking produce in tap water reduces the amount of pesticide residue. Soaking it in a solution of water mixed with vinegar or baking soda is even more effective. De Montagnac says the health benefits of fruit and veggies are clear, so do eat them, but wash them first. I'm Celia Yopis Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.